Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs is conducting an anonymous survey of tribal members that will help the tribe collect information so alcohol and drug prevention services and programs can be adapted to meet our needs. The prevention program has a grant to provide alcohol and drug prevention activities to the community and wants to make sure that the community's voice is heard. The information you give will be kept completely confidential and will be returned to the tribe in a format that does not allow the information to be traced to any individual tribal member. It should take about 10 minutes, and once your data is collected, there is the option to enter your name, which is a different link than the one containing your answers, into a raffle drawing. Go to KWSO's News Today for a link to the survey, or you can access it through the Warm Springs Prevention Facebook page. Several health groups and Native American tribes are backing a bill to expand dental care across Oregon. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Senate Bill 1549 would authorize the permanent licensing of dental therapists. This would boost the number of specialists in areas short on dental professionals, namely rural and reservation communities. Federal health data shows 72% of Native children have untreated tooth decay, twice the national average. Kelly Little, Health and Human Services Director for the Coquille Indian Tribe, says this has short-term and long-term consequences.
Chronic infection in the mouth, which leads to chronic inflammation in the body, which increases one's risk for cardiovascular disease, heart attack, stroke. Many, many years ago, taking care of the mouth was removed from the rest of the body by the dental profession. But now we're integrating how important that piece is.
Little adds only 40% of Oregon dentists accept Medicaid, which limits access to proper care for many tribal families. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
With the start of Oregon's legislative session this week, one of the biggest issues is a cap-and-trade bill that would set limits on climate-warming greenhouse gases in the state. As Jefferson Public Radio's Eric Newman reports, it's attracting protesters from rural Oregon.
The proposed bill is modeled after cap-and-trade legislation from last year that led to Republican senators walking out of the Capitol in protest. The new bill's aim is to reduce human-caused greenhouse gas emissions by capping sectors like transportation and manufacturing. The 2020 bill makes broader exceptions for rural parts of Oregon than last year's. Still, one critic is Jack Armstrong from Jackson County. He's concerned about increased fuel costs affecting rural residents, like when he runs water tankers to fight forest fires each year. But he also says there's a bigger frustration in rural Oregon.
I think the overall bottom line, to be truthful with you, it's the encroachment of government into anything agriculture. It's encroachment of the urban into the rural.
Armstrong and others in the group Timber Unity are holding a rally to protest the proposed legislation on Thursday. Public hearings on the cap and trade bill are planned for several days this week. I'm Eric Newman reporting.
In local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs basketball goes on the road today to take on Estacada with tip-off at 7 p.m. Buff Boys basketball is hosting Estacada tonight. Tip-off is at 7. You can catch the game live here on KWSO. And Madras Swimming is hosting a four-way meet today starting at 4:30. I'm Duncan Bruno reporting for KWSO News.